Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf pei dalet. I think we're going to start, since we didn't have a shiur together yesterday, we'll start with daf pei gimel amud beis, from Tanan, 4 lines from the bottom. We know that in daf pei gimel, the Gemara was discussing about if you have two different, you have like a wall or you have a ditch, and someone has easier use for it or easier access than someone else. So we say that the person who has easier use or easier access, you give them the rights to that area. If the people on both sides, let's say they don't make an Eruv together, so the Mishnah says, and from Tanan, 4 lines to the bottom, Tanan, we learn the Mishnah, Anshichatzav, Anshimir Peses, Sheshachu Velo Eruv. Let's say the people of the chatzer and the mirpeset, the courtyard, and let's say people on a balcony. So they forgot, they didn't make an eruv. Kol shegavua asar tefachim. So let's say you have a hill or some kind of pillar that's 10 tefachim high. So then it's lamirpeset. So then it's connected to the mirpeset, to the people on the balcony. They have the rights to it. Pachos mikad lachatzer. If it's less than that, so then it is. It's connected to the chatzar, to the courtyard. Oh, I'm sorry. And this before that, Rav and Shmuel had a debate about, let's say you have two different people, and one let's say there's an area, let's say you have a courtyard, and then you have a courtyard, and you have a second floor. Someone's on the courtyard, someone's on a mirpeset, like a higher level, and then you have something that's sort of in the middle, and it's. And one person is to lower his stuff down, to lower the rope, I guess, to get whatever's on that pillar, and someone has to, reach upwards. So Rav said both are aser because both cannot use it, because it's difficult for both of them. Shmuel says you give it to the one who can lower down. That's easier than someone who has to reach up. So in any case, our Mishnah says that you have the people of the chatzar, people in the mirpeset, so that if it's 10 tefachim high, it belongs to the mirpeset. They're the ones who have access to it. If it's less than that, it belongs to the people from the chatzar. I thought that my mirpeset, what does it mean when it says mirpeset? That's bnei aliyah. So that's people in the mirpeset, the upper level. My kari la mirpeset, why is it called the mirpeset? The kosalki, the mirpeset, because they go to their dwelling. They go to their dwelling places via a balcony. In other words, the way they got to the upper level is that, let's say there was a ladder and going up to a balcony. So they'd climb up to the balcony, and then from the balcony they'd climb up on another ladder, let's say, to their dwelling place. So the hill, I guess, in the chatzer, or the pillar that's ten tefachim high, so it's lower than the I guess the window of the upper level. So the bnei aliyah, the people on the upper level, are using it by lowering, let's say, a rope down, and the people of the chatzer are sort of. With what's called zrika, that they're sort of like I guess throwing things up there on top, reaching on top. Salva kolshe loze kol loze b'shulshul loze b'zrika. Those who also loze b'shulshul. So we see that we follow Shmuel's position that the one who lowers down has the rights to it because that's what we're saying. That's the mirpeset. So he has the rights to that. So that would support Shmuel's position. So the Gemara response is no, not necessarily. Kidama Rav Huna, la'osam hadarim b'mirpeset, hachadami la'osam hadarim b'mirpeset. So he wants to say that the Tana is referring to those who live in the apartments that open directly onto the balcony. We're not talking about like an upper story. We're talking about people who mamash open up right to the balcony. So here also we're talking about apartments that directly open up to the balcony. Since it opens right up to the balcony, it's not that they're above the balcony. It actually opens up right to the balcony. So therefore, that particular instance, they have easy access to it. But it would not prove a case. Or let's say you really have to lower down, let's say a rope to get to, let's say a different situation. I have a picture here where basically it has the balcony, it opens right up to the, it's right next to the mirpeset, I'm sorry, the balcony is right next to this, the little hill or the little mound that's 10 tefachim high. So that's easy, that's very easily accessible. That's a different story than if, let's say, we're saying that from your window, you know, you have easier access by lowering down. That's the debate between Rav and Shmuel, and our Mishnah is not speaking about that. So the Gemara asks on that. It says, "Ihachi, if that's the case that we're talking about people who live mamish on the mirpeset, when you just go right down to your balcony, you don't have to go down by a ladder or something. Amos seifa pachos mikan lechatzer." But the seifa of the Mishnah explained that if the hill is less than 10 tefachim off the ground, that it belongs to the chatzer. Why is that the case? Lo zev pesach, lo zev pesachu. It's easily accessible both to the people in the mirpeset and to the chatzer. Why do people in the chatzer have the right to it? So the Gemara answers, my lechatzer, af lechatzer, v'lishneim asurim. So when it says lechatzer, it doesn't mean only to the people of the chatzer, it means even to people of the chatzer. So in a case where the mirpeset opened directly, where the people at the upper level open up directly to the mirpeset, and then so you have easy access to the pillar. So then both have similar access if it's less than 10 tefachim, and both are usher to use that stuff that's on the pillar or the mound there. So the Gemara says hacha nami mistabra. So this makes sense. Why? Because midiktani b'seifa medvar murim b'smucha aval b'mufleges afilum gavoa asar tefachim lechatzer. Because what does the Mishnah continue? The Mishnah says in the seifa, when do we say that the additional this reshus that's 10 tefachim high is connected to the balcony? That's only in a situation where it's b'smucha, where it's near the mirpeset, near the balcony. Because then it's easy access for the people of the mirpeset of Abu Muflages. But if it's at least 4 tefachim away from the balcony, afilu gavasar tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim high, so the chatzer, it's more connected to the chatzer. Why? Because it's too difficult for the mirpeset people to get to it because more than 4 tefachim away. So my lechatzer, what does it mean lechatzer? Ilema lechatzer v'shari, if you say lechatzer is permitted, amai, why is that correct? Rishus of the tavayhu, it's the rishus of, it's the domain of both of them, and the balcony, it's the domain of both the chatzer and the balcony, because it's near enough for the people from the balcony for its residents to use as well. Elamai lechatzer. So what does the chatzer mean here? Af lechatzer shneim asurim, the same thing. It means that even to the chatzer, both of them are forbidden. Chachanami, mai lechatzer af lechatzer shneim asurim shmamina. So we can learn from here that's the correct interpretation, which is lechatzer means af lechatzer. So the Mishnah now is going to ask on Rav again, that Rav is of the opinion who holds that if one of them can reach by throwing and to the top of the mound, and one can reach by lowering, so both of them are forbidden. That's Rav's position. We're going to ask on that position. Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah. In our Mishnah, chuyas habor vasela shehen gavoin asara. Let's say you have the embankments that surround a pit or a rock that are 10 tefachim high. So that's the mirpeset, so they're connected to the mirpeset. Pachos mikan lechatzer. If it's lower than that, then they belong to the chatzer. So again, the Gemara assumes here that the word mirpeset means the residence of an upper level that is higher from the mirpeset a lot. And so we're saying that, similar to what we said earlier, and the Gemara says, the Gemara gives the exact same answer, and the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna la'osim hadarim b'mirpeset. It's the same answer. It says that it's to be understood literally here, the people who live in the apartments that open directly onto the balcony, so that's why they have the rights to the mound, or to the chulia here. So Gemara says Tedach Sela. So I understand, in the case of a rock, that the residents of the balcony can use it conveniently, because it's basically the surface is essentially the same level as the balcony itself. However, Bor Michael Amir, what can you say with the bore? Because the water in the bore in the pit is lower than the balcony, and it can only be reached by lowering the bucket down. So that's clearly shilshul. That's clearly lowering the bucket down. So how can you, so you can't say that you can't say that it's more easily used by the people of the Mir Peset than by the people of the Chatzer. So Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yehuda Hacha Bebor Balei Abay Beskidut. We're talking about a pit that's full of water, completely full of water. So therefore, you can take the water from the upper portion right near the balcony. So there is much more easy access for the people of the Mir Peset and the people of the Chatzer. The Gemara says, but wait a second, v'ha chasra, but doesn't it gradually lose water? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true, but kiva the chi mal yasharya, since when the bore is full, they're allowed to use it, ki chashadabi sharas, even when it's missing water, so we're also going to permit it. So the Gemara says, no, adrab, it's the opposite, the kiva the chi chashra asira, ki mal yanam yasira. You say the opposite, that when there's no water, so then it would be forbidden, so therefore even when it's full, then it should also be forbidden. Elamar baye, so rather, what does the baye say? Hacha b'chor b'bor malea peruskin. We're talking about a pit that's full of fruits. It's not a pit full of water. And v'ha chasri so v'ha chasri is the same thing. You know, the amount of produce is going to diminish. You're going to take produce away. Then there'll be a distance between the pile and the balcony. So they'll have to. It won't be easy access. So b'tivla, we're talking about produce that is untithed, which you can't do on Shabbos. So since you cannot use it, so it will remain the same for all of Shabbos. So daikadami dikatani dubi the sela shvamina. So we're talking about it's a very narrow specific case. So it's similar to the case of the rock, meaning that just like with the rock, it's fixed and you don't move it. So also with the pit, we're talking about where nothing is being moved, so it's full of fruit. So therefore, shvamina. So indeed you can learn from it. V'lamali l'misne bor, v'lamali l'misne sela. Why did you mention both the case of a bor and a sela? You can use one or the other. Well, just like you can say that, just like in the case of a bor, you can use whatever it is on top of it. You can use the on top of it. The people from the mirpeset can use on top of the bore. So why do you have to mention the sela? Is that obvious? Or vice versa? You just use one of those two cases. So tzricha, we need to mention both of them. Why? The yashmina and sela, if we would mention the sela, the leka, the migzar, that there's no concern for a gzera of a bore, ligzar. Maybe with the bore, we would say that you cannot, maybe the people of the mirpeset cannot use the top of the pit. Because why? Maybe zivin demaya peres mitukadi. Maybe you're going to put fruit there that are not tevel and that are fixed, that have been tied, that you've taken trumas and maisos from, and therefore in that case you would not be allowed to use it, the top of that area. So tzrichas. Therefore, you need to mention both of them, both cases. So not only the case of the sela, but even the case of the boar. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to bring a proof now to Rav that the halacha is the same. We were first trying to bring proofs against Rav, and now we're going to try to bring a proof in favor of Rav. Tashma, anshei chatzer, anshei aliyah sheshachem lo eruv. People from a courtyard and people from the upper level. Then they forgot they didn't make an eruv between them. Anshei chatzer mishtamshim basara tachtodim. The people of the chatzer use the bottom 10 tefachim. So for example, if there is a ledge that protrudes from a wall within the lower 10 tefachim, the people of the Chatzar could use it, because for them it's like a Pesach, and the people of the upper level cannot use it, because for them they have to do Shilshul, they have to lower, they would have to lower it down, rope down, and so that's much more difficult. But if you have a ledge that protrudes from the wall, that is within the 10 tefachim of the upper part, of the upper level, of the upper level of the aliyah, the people of the upper level can use it. For them, it's close to them, and there for them it's like an opening. And the people of the chatzer cannot use it, because for them they have to throw stuff on top of it. You have to throw the thing on top of it because it's too high. So ketzad zizayotze bina kosel. So let's say you have a ledge that goes out from a wall, Now we explain it. Lemata me'asara, if it's lower than 10 tefachim, then it belongs to the chatzer. But if it's lemala me'asara, but if it's higher than 10 tefachim, then it's l'aliyah. Then it belongs to the aliyah. So the implication here is specifically the 10 lower or the 10 upper are permitted. But how the beidi, but if it's between that, let's say the wall is 30 tefachim high. So if you have a ledge protruding from the bottom 10 tefachim, then the Bnei Chatzer have the right to use it. If it's the top 10 tefachim, then the Bnei Aliyah can use the top of it. However, if it's, let's say, between 10 and 20 tefachim high, so then it would be forbidden according to both of them. That's the implication from the Braisa, and that would support Rav's position. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Hacha b'kosel tisha asar skidah. Yeah, well, no, but we're talking about the Braisa case of 19 tefachim. The Ziz Yod say we're not talking about a case of 30 tefachim, the one I just gave you. It's talking about 19 tefachim, and there's a ledge. So therefore, you're never going to have a middle situation. You're going to have the 10 top or the 10 bottom. Lamata me'asara lezeb pesach lezeb shilshul. If it's the lower 10, then the Bnei Chatzer viewed as a pesach, an opening, and the people from the aliyah have to lower. It can only be used by lowering something. And if it's lamala me'asara, if it's higher than 10 tefachim, so then lezeb pesach for the Bnei Aliyah, it's be used as an opening. V'lezeb Bnei Chatzer bizrika. Okay, so the Gemara now is going to ask on Shmuel Tashma. Okay, have it here. Okay, so we have a Mishnah above the Mishnah. Actually, not Mishnah above, a Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin. We'll get to in a few days. That if you have a house that is close to the sea, and I guess you have like a very, wide, balcony, and that protrudes from the house on top of the water, and it's higher than the water, you cannot draw water from the sea and to carry it. In other words, you're not allowed to bring up water from the sea into the house. Why? Because that the sea is like a karmelis, and the balcony is like a rishus hayachid, and you can't carry from the karmelis to the rishus hayachid. In order to allow you to draw water from the sea on Shabbos, you would need to carve out a hole that is 4x4 tefachim and make machitzos make walls that are 10 tefachim high around the hole, and then you view the walls as if they go down to the water, basically. So then anything that is under, in it is called a rishus hayachid. Understand? In other words, what you're doing is that you create. So like I have a picture, so my Gemara. So right under the balcony or the ledge of the balcony, so then you create these, you sort of make a 4x4 tefach, a set of 4x4 tefach walls that are at least 10 tefachim high. And then that area, we view it as if it goes down all the way to the sea. And any water that's there, that under that, is considered rishus hayachid, and then you can carry it up through there. So that's the halacha. So shteg zus toros, zulam al mizu. Let's say you have two balconies, you have two ledges, one on top of the other. You have a house, and you have an upper level of two people are living, and each one has this balcony that protrudes on top of the water. But they are not right on top of the other. In other words, the balconies are not one right on top of the other. So the asu la elyona, and the upper level guy made a hole in his balcony. The lo asu la tak, so that he can make the he makes the hole, and underneath the hole in his balcony, he makes these machitzos that are 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high, and below asula tachtoda, but the bottom guy does not make the hole. So in order for the bottom guy to draw water on Shabbos, they need to throw the bucket by way of the top one and to lower it to the water. In other words, I guess you lower it via you lower the bucket. Wait, how's it work again? You lower the, I learned this before, one second. So you lowered the water. You need to throw the pitcher, the bottom guy throws his bucket to the top balcony, and then the lowers it through the hole in the top one. So shtei hamasuros. So if you do that, both of them would be usur, because both of them can use the hole, and they're not allowed to draw the water ad she yarvu. So since both of them are drawing the water from the hole, so now they have both use of the hole, and therefore they both need to make an eruv chatzeros in order for them to be able to do that. Okay, so now there's the bottom guy takes his pitcher, his bucket. He throws it to the top guy, to the top ledge, through the hole of the top ledge, and then that will lower to the bottom to where the water is. So you need to make an Erev Chatzeros for both of them, to use it. So why is this a question? So what's clear from our Mishnah is that even though the people of the top, the people from the top level, they can use the hole merely by lowering, and the people of the bottom, they need to throw and to lower. So the people, the use of the upper people is not considered easier than the use of the lower people, but the uses are both considered equal. And therefore, if they don't make an Eruv, they restrict each other. So in other words, what are we saying? For the lower people, they need to do both Zrika and Shulshul. For the top people, they only need to do shilshul, and yet we don't say that since it's easier for the top people, so therefore they only have the right to use this hole. The bottom people don't have the right to use the hole, and therefore the top people can use it. We don't say that. We say they both restrict each other. So if that's the case, and certainly if you have a window between two courtyards, that the people of one courtyard use it through lowering, and the people from the other courtyard use it through throwing. So certainly, you're not going to consider one use easier than the other one, and therefore they would restrict each other. This would be a question of Shmuel, who would say that you give the right to those who lower because it's easier than the ones who throw. So the Gemara answers, "Amravada Barava b'boy b'day tachtoda derech el yoda." So what we're saying is that the case is that the people from the lower balcony, they don't use the hole by way of throwing, but they actually use a ladder to get to they go from the lower balcony to the upper balcony, and then lamalos in order to fill the water. So it's not a case, there's no zrika here. It's basically the people from the lower, again, I have a picture, so it's easier for me. I hope you have pictures where you're. But the people from the lower balcony take a ladder. They walk up to the upper balcony, and therefore they both use the hole in the upper balcony that's directly above the water, derech shulshul. And so they lower both, and therefore they restrict each other.
Why would they do that?
You're asking why. I don't know what. Well, I don't know why.
Are these theoretical things?
Or no. In other words, let's say the lower guy, the upper guy, they're friends, and they want to, they construct, I don't know, they have a partnership, and they want to make it easy for both of them to draw water from underneath. They want to draw the water on Shabbos. So they're saying, instead of us both doing the work, let's make a machitza together, and let's construct it together, and they forgot to make an Eruv. So, I'm sure it happened. They forgot to make an Eruv. So, it could be that the lower one, I, for whatever reason, That's what they did. I'm sure these were cases in the days of the Gemara, and then they, you know, in some situations, and they were discussing them. Abba Rav Ada Bar Ava, I'm sorry. So we did that right. Abaye Amar Abaye says, "Kigo de kaimin besoch asara da dadi." So we have a different solution. The Mishnah is talking about where the two balconies are within 10 tefachim of each other. Since they're within 10 tefachim of each other, so therefore, there's no real difference in reshuyos. There's no real difference in the domains, and therefore, even if the use of the easier one is a little better, it was, you know, through shilshul, through lowering it, and the other one is a little more difficult through throwing a little bit, but they restrict each other because they're within 10 tefachim of each other. So it's like one rishus. Now, Abaye continues and he explains, well, if you want to say that if we're talking in our Mishnah, the case whether you have two ledges that are 10 tefachim, and the reason is because the throwing is equal, that basically so he wants to say that, sorry, one second. So the and then he's saying Veloma Bai Kamar, and then he's saying that the Tana is speaking in the style of Lomi Bai. In other words, the Mishnah is understood like this: Lomi Bai Asula Tachtona Velo Asula Elyona Dasiri. In other words, certainly if they build the mechitza for the lower balcony but not for the upper one, then they both can't draw water. Because they restrict each other, and the chevan divigo asara da dadi kayamim asran adadi, that since they are within 10 tefachim of each other, so then they restrict each other, and then he's saying that not only that, but elafilo asu lel yoda velo asu l'tachtoda. The halacha is the same. Even if they made a machitza for the upper balcony, they didn't make a machitza for the lower balcony. So kadai te chamina. I might have said that what came into lozev benachas lebekasha lisve lozesh tashmisho benachas. That I would say what? I might say that since for the Elyoda it's easier and for the bottom one it's harder. Lisve lozesh tashmisho benachas. You should give the right of use for the whole for the one from the upper. Kvashulad came to goasar kayami rasher adali. Since the two balconies are within 10 tefachim, so then they restrict each other. That's the point that Abaye says. That's the purpose of our Mishnah. So Abaye is going to bring a proof for his answer. And he says the following. He says, Ki ha da'amar av Nachman amar Shmuel, gaga sabach l'mishus ha-rabim, tzorech sulam kavua, lehatiro. This is like what Rav Nachman said, the name of Shmuel. Let's say you have a roof that is near Rishus ha-rabim, that let's say it doesn't have there's no courtyard surrounding it from all sides. But on one side of the roof, there is a Rishus HaRabim. And the roof is 10 tefachim higher than Rishus HaRabim. And there is a balcony that you use to go up to the upper level. There was a ladder from the, let's say again, you have a house, and then you have it surrounded on three sides by a courtyard, and the fourth side by a Rishus HaRabim, a public street. And let's say from the courtyard, there's a ladder going up to a mirpeset, to a balcony, and that balcony gives you access to the upper level. And there's a ladder from the balcony of the upper level to the roof. Okay? So he says, Tzarech sulam kavua lahatiro. You need the roof. There must be a fixed ladder from the courtyard to the roof to allow the use of the roof to the residents of the courtyard. That through the fixed ladder, so the upper level people make the point that they are removing themselves, through the fixed ladder, the people from the upper level are revealing their intent, that they're saying that the roof cannot be used from the Rishus HaRabim, and they are using the roof themselves. In other words, once they put the ladder from the second story balcony to the roof, then it's easy for them to get to the roof and not from the people of the Rishus HaRabim. So we see from here, Sulam Kavua in Sulam Arai Lo. Because obviously if they don't have the ladder and it's only temporary, then they cannot. Since you could remove it, and let's say we assume that it is removed, so then they cannot use it. My time, what's the reason that without a fixed ladder, the people from the upper level cannot use the roof? It's much easier since the mirpeset, since the balcony is within 10 tefachim to the roof, so then that's easier use for them than the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So that's it's higher than 10 tefachim. So why don't you say then that the people of the roof, the people of the upper level, have easier access, and therefore they, even without the fixed ladder, they should be able to carry on the roof. So lav mishum dechevan debetoch asara dadadi kaibe asra dadadi is not the reason that since the mirpeset, the balcony, is within 10 tefachim to Rishus HaRabim, so then the Bnei Rishus HaRabim restrict the use of the roof because there's no real difference in their domains, because the mirpeset, the balcony, is within 10 tefachim of Rishus HaRabim. So similarly, we can say in our situation that since the bottom gezustra, the bottom balcony, is within 10 tefachim of the upper ledge, or the upper ledge, so therefore it would restrict its use on the whole as well. So that's a proof for Abaye. But the Gemara rejects this proof of Abaye. Maskifla Rav Papa challenges Abaye. The Dilma, maybe the reason why the people of the Rishus HaRabim restrict the roof from the upper level is not because the balcony is within 10 tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim, but kisharabim mechat v'malav v'chumta v'sudra. It's not because of that, but it's because many people place their hats and their shawls that's the roof is one where they place their hats and their shawls. So even if the people in the Rishus HaRabim are not within 10 tefachim of the roof, if they can still use it conveniently, if they want to put light objects on it on a temporary basis. So if there is not a fixed ladder, so the residents of the courtyard cannot use the roof because it serves the Rishus HaRabim also, because they put the light things as well. So you can't bring a proof for that in this situation, because this would also be an easy use, even if it's higher than 10 tefachim. So that's not a good proof to Abaye, who wants to say, who wants to argue, that if the two ledges are within 10 tefachim of each other, even though the lower one would have to do zrika and shilshul, it's the same as the upper level who only has to do shilshul. And it's not a proof against, that was Abaye's answer for the challenge. They want to bring that as support for Rav, and then they were saying that's not a good support for Rav because really they have the same access. That was a biased solution. He wanted to bring a proof, and then we said his proof is not really good enough. Okay, so we'll stop here, and I'm going to stop.